Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Just a few weeks ago, Our Lady closed the books on our last fiscal year of 2018. And about a month from now, Bob Kleehammer will get up and give his annual financial report. But today, I wanted to kind of give a little bit of a state of the parish address and kind of talk about what's been going on with us financially, as well as some other things that are kind of happening in the parish. This past fiscal year was a difficult fiscal year for us once again. We ended up the fiscal year with a $40,000 deficit between our income and collections and our expenses for the year. This follows up, of course, on the year last year, which we had a $60,000 deficit. So our last couple years, we've lost about $100,000 in terms of our cash reserves that are present to us. We are in a good spot still in terms of our savings. We are in a healthy position in terms of our savings and our cash position, but nevertheless, we can't continue to have an experience of years like this and still be able to sustain what it is that we're doing as a parish. I'd like to give a little bit of a narrative and background to kind of where that sits. You know, the largest ministry of our parish is our Catholic school. And that school, our parents certainly sacrifice quite a bit in order to send their children to our school. But nevertheless, we still subsidize that. We subsidize every single child that moves through the halls of our school. Currently, our school is the largest school in the deanery with about 297 children, K through 8. And then if you add in our preschool and pre-K programs, that number gets up closer to 350 kids that are in the school today. 4 years ago, as a parish, we had over 350 students, K through 8. And with our pre-K and preschool programs, that number was up above 400. So in the last 4 years, we've seen a decline in enrollment of over 50 students in that period of time. And you can imagine that's a challenge to absorb that. At the same time, expenses in the school have actually risen in that period and risen substantially. So that we were at a point 4 years ago where the subsidy that Our Lady of Perpetual Parish gave to the school to cover the difference between its income and expenses was $216,000, or about 20% of our actual Sunday and Holy Day collections. This past fiscal year, that number was $478,000, or nearly 44% of our Sunday and Holy Day collections for the fiscal year. At the very same time that this has been going on over the past 4 years, collections here at Our Lady have been flat. And I want to address that a little bit because I think as people look at the bulletin, there's some concern that our collection numbers have been in decline. But that's actually not true. Our collections have been flat, right around, on average, about $1,090,000 a year. And it's been kind of consistently that way. What has changed is our expectations. Every year as we've come together to put together our budget, we have assumed that there would be an increase in our Sunday and Holy Day collections of about 1 or 2% a year, given what was going on that year. That simply hasn't materialized. And so when you look in the bulletin and that number gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right, in the parentheses, that's because our expectations have gone up as to what our income would be, but the income itself has stayed flat. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. The what that has meant is as our school expenses and the need of our school with regards to subsidy has increased, our ability to absorb that has gotten less and less over the last few years, which has left us in the point today where we're kind of where we're at. And so this year, as we prepared for the fiscal year that we're now currently in and we're putting together the budget, we did a number of things to address that. One of the things that we did is we decided that we needed to go back to a realistic assessment of what we believed our collections would be for the year. And so what we were around $1.2 million, right, in our budget for collections last year. We brought that back down to $1,074,000, which is below what it is that we made last year. And we think that that's certainly something that's achievable. But we want that number to actually relate to something that is realistic in what we're about. The other thing that we did is we have asked the school, with the school commission and our parish council and finance council, to limit themselves to 30% of that number in terms of budgeting for their own subsidy, which they've done, not only in their budget, but they're doing. They really have worked very hard in order to make that happen, and so far have done quite well in keeping themselves within that in terms of their expenses and their spending. We have also put together a committee that is working on our enrollment retention and increasing that experience of enrollment and trying to build there. And what I am here to tell you today is that while we've struggled the last few years, I believe that this year we've made some decisions, some difficult decisions at times, to make sure that we're in a healthy position with our budget this year. And thus far we are. I mean, the truth of the matter is that we are on track. And one of the things I asked from our finance committee that in putting this together, I needed not just to get through this year, but that we needed to put ourselves in a place that for the next few years, that we were in a pretty healthy position with regards to our budget. And I think that we're there. And I think right now we're on track in how we're working our way through that. So while that is going on, some other things are happening here. I think, as your pastor, I believe that Our Lady of Perpetual Help is kind of at a point of transition and a point of really kind of moving into something slightly different as we step forward. That's certainly pretty obvious with regards to our staff. We've seen a lot of transition in our staff this year. And that transition has led us to a place, I think, the good side of that is it's led us to a place to really ask some questions about how we're staffing our parish. I wrote about this several weeks ago with regards to what we're doing in youth ministry and faith formation. Lori Hamilton, of course, retired this past year, and Jessica Julius has moved on herself. And with those two roles kind of being vacant at this point, we made the decision to look at how it is that we're actually addressing those ministries and the structure that we have with our staffing. And one of the things that we made a decision to do is that we would hire one person for the time being whose responsibility would be youth ministry and childhood faith formation, and removing from that position both adult faith formation and everything that's involved with that, as well as our young adult faith formation, which has been redistributed amongst other staff members. Not necessarily permanently. I'm not sure that we can sustain that long term, but in many ways to allow us to take a good look at what are our needs and where it is that we're going. We're still in the process of hiring that person, and so we're actively engaged in interviews and everything along those lines. But we're at a point where we're starting to transition the staffing that we have here and take a look at is the way that we're structured the way that really helps us step forward. One of the things that's also informing that is that we are one of the parishes among a number in the region, the states that surround us, that have been selected to partner with St. Meinrad for the Young Adult Initiative, which is a process that's being funded by the Eli Lilly Foundation. And I'm actually fairly excited about this. This initiative is inviting us as a parish community to really look at the young adult community with our parish and how we speak to that. But what I like about it is it's not just about setting up some programs for different particular people and different particular segments as if we're a separated community, but it is an initiative that I think has the potential to really reshape how we think about ourselves and how we do ministry for all people, and particularly how we choose to reach out to those that are on the margins, that are connected to our community but aren't necessarily here all the time. And there's a lot, I think, that is good within that, simply because it's inviting us as a parish community to step back and really ask questions about how we're speaking and how we reach out to all of our parish and everything that's there. And that's kind of going on in the background. We're at the very beginnings. We're just collecting information right now. But this program will be with us for the next 2.5 years or so as we step into that. Finally, I've asked our parish council, as we've seen some transition within the parish leadership here at Our Lady and within our structures, to step back as a council and really look at the leadership structure here at Our Lady. Our own parish council and what is the role of that at this time in our history, where it is that we feel that we need to go with that, and ask some questions about how that's structured, how leadership here is structured, and how it is that we kind of step into the needs that we have in front of us right now. And I think there's a fair amount of energy with that. I've asked them to do that, and the other thing that I've asked them to do is to prepare us so that next year we can enter into the process of putting together a 3-year pastoral plan for our parish. I'll be honest with you, as much as there's challenges that are in front of us with that and question marks, I don't really know where that's going to go. It's an exciting time for me. I think there's some real energy around this idea of kind of standing at a moment as a parish community and looking forward with who we are into what it is that God is calling us as a people to be for our parishioners here, but really as a parish for the larger community here that surrounds us. Believe it or not, this January I will be here, have been here for 6 years. Which is really hard for me to wrap my brain around, if you want to know the honest truth. That seems to have gone very quickly for me. And I've said over and over again as the pastor in many things that I've put out that I'm always kind of moved by what it is that has here, that we have here. There's so much that happens here that I think feels like it's almost beyond what we are. And I'm so grateful for that. But I also do believe that we're at a time that we're invited as a community to really look within ourselves and ask, where is it that God is calling us to be in the years to come? And it's a good moment for us to do that. As your pastor, I take it very seriously. It's very important to me that I try to be as good a steward with what it is that you give to this community, and to be as open and transparent about how it is that we go about that. And I certainly want anybody that has any questions, wants more detail, even wants to sit down and raise concerns with me, please, take the time to do it. I really do want to sit down and have that conversation. And as positive and as strongly as I feel about what it is that we're doing here, I have to say to you, we also cannot sustain that if our collections continue to be flat. At some point, something's got to give if we're going to continue to offer through our staff the same level of ministry that we have at this point. And so what I'm asking for us is, at this point in time, is for all of us to step back and take a real good hard look at how God is calling us to give. I'll be honest, in my own life, I've had a particular pattern of doing that. It's been in place for a number of years, and I don't think I've thought about it a whole lot in that time. But I will say that as we've moved into this and we're wrestling with the things that we're wrestling with, that has really awakened within me and in my own prayer a real desire to sit with, how do I do this? And how is it that God is calling me to contribute to this parish? Not just as your pastor, but me as a parishioner here at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. I think we need to do that. I think it's very easy for us to make decisions about that, set it to the side, and then just kind of forget about it. I'll have to admit, I can very easily do that. But I think every year, we are called to step back and really look at how is it that we're being invited to participate in what it is that this community is trying to be to one another and what this community is trying to say to the larger community. And so I'm asking you to take some time to prayerfully consider how it is that all of us, each and every one of us, in our own way, are called to that through the ways in which we give of ourselves and our time here at Our Lady, but also in the ways that we give of our material resources and what we have and the many ways in which God has blessed us, the many ways in which God has gifted us, so that this community can continue to be a light of faith to one another, but to be the face of Christ in all those that we minister to outside of these walls that don't see what we do here, but feel the touch of God that speaks to each and every one of our hearts. Like I said, if anybody has any questions or if anybody wants to speak with me, please, please give me a call. I'd be happy to do that. Thank you all very much. God bless you.